You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
If you think about what makes a city beautiful, billboards wouldn't make the shortlist. But advertisers could play a role in making at least one city a more attractive place if a diverse coalition of arts and community groups get their way. The Beautiful City Billboard Fee Alliance is a collective of more than 40 organizations in Toronto who think billboard advertisers should pay a fee to fund public art. Devin Ostrom is founder and curator of Them.ca, an organization of street artists. He's also a guest curator at the Royal Ontario Museum right now. And he helped found the Beautiful City Billboard Fee Alliance. And he joins me on the phone this morning from Toronto. Hi, Devin.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
How would the billboard fee work?
So the best way we could think of would be an annual license fee, similar to how taxi drivers are licensed. And then there would be a fee that would be attached to that annually, and that fee would go to the city for enforcement and then be distributed to various different agencies. So we're at about $18 million a year. We could increase all the grants available in Toronto for artists and institutions by 53%, which is crazy. That almost would mean we spend as much money on culture as Vancouver does.
You're thinking that you could generate $18 million a year?
Yeah, those are the middle range estimates put together by city staff.
How much would billboard advertisers be paying at that rate?
That's across five of the biggest media conglomerates in the world.
Okay, and they'd be charged per square foot?
I think that the staff is still working on the exact way it would work. So it would either be a flat rate of, say, $4,000 per billboard over 2 square meters, or it would be a ratio based on the location, size, number of eyeballs that view on a regular basis.
Okay. And who would you see getting the money?
There's a couple different points. So the major thing is we want to diversify access to communication public spaces. So towards that end, we want to make sure that a good portion, about $4 million of it, goes to particular parts of Toronto which have lower social economic status. And so it would be about almost a third of $1 million every year that would go to youth-based arts programming in those priority neighborhoods. And then another about $100,000 for each Toronto ward for public realm improvements, sort of streetscaping and greening. And then that 53% increase to all the cultural spending by the city.
It's the kind of money that our artists usually only dream about.
Yeah, it's totally crazy. But yeah, on June 2nd, it's going to Executive Council, and then in July, it's going to wider council.
I want to ask you a little bit more about that in a moment. But first of all, why do you want to see the money going to certain neighborhoods more than others? Is it because of the conditions in those neighborhoods, or because the billboards are there, or what's your thinking on that?
It's definitely the conditions in those neighborhoods. I think it gets back to that ethic of the project, where we want to diversify access to public space and the ability for people to contribute to a vibrant democracy and vibrant public spaces. Right now, public space is dominated by very few interests as far as who can speak and who has the agency to speak in those spaces.
So it's a kind of almost like a natural justice kind of an argument that you're making is billboard advertisers are putting things into the public space, and then they should give to put other kinds of things into the public space.
Exactly. It's kind of, with every other kind of advertising, we get some sort of enjoyable content back. But with billboards, we don't get anything except for visual garbage everywhere.
So you mean if you're watching TV and you watch an ad, then you get some kind of content?
Yeah, it's subsidizing content, or it's subsidizing radio or a magazine or actual proper cultural production rather than some sort of crass commercial message.
That's so interesting, because I'd never thought about it that way, but of course that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been working on this idea?
A long time. I first proposed it to the city in 2002.
And what kind of response did you get back then?
Well, we had a different mayor then, so it wasn't received quite very well. And then it's just kind of with democracy is a slow process, and it takes a lot of patience, a lot of sort of plugging away. And we've taken the sort of step-by-step incremental approach.
And you have a lot of people on board with you now, eh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you look at all the organizations that are part of us, from student unions to small grassroots organizations, so about probably we're approaching 200,000 people that are represented by our alliance.
Okay, so you've really grown it.
Yeah, and then also we did an Enbronx poll, and 7 out of 10 Toronto voters are in favor of it as well.
Oh, okay. So now my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that some of city councillors are in support of the levy, but they don't necessarily want it to go to public art. Is that true?
Yeah. Some of the councillors, they Toronto is kind of always has this. It's kind of a state of perpetual financial emergency, and so they it's kind of ridiculous though, because $18 million is nothing in the city budget. But if we devote that to culture and art in the public sphere, that could create a sort of a renaissance in Toronto. And also, it makes sense as far as the economic argument. There was a study done by Business for Arts a little while ago that showed for every $1 of money spent by a city, 8 more are generated in the regional economy. So it makes a lot of sense as far as a long-term investment in the city. It's a matter of sort of convincing those councillors.
What's your sense of how it's going to go this time around? Because, I mean, it must have come to council many times.
It's come to council a couple of times, but it's always been sort of pushed back to staff.
Oh, okay.
But this is the first time staff was directed to create a report, show how it was going to be done, break down all the numbers, do the economic impact assessment, all that sort of stuff. And then that's what's going to come back to executive, and then after executive, go to the wider council. I think it's going to go through. I don't know. The biggest sort of battle right now is, A, keeping it at a level where it's worth collecting, because, of course, the industry is going to want to hammer it down as much as they can. And then that other part about the getting it dedicated to art in the public sphere. So those are the kind of the two up in the airs right now.
Now, you have a rally on May 5th, I believe. What's going to happen at that rally?
It'll probably be a couple hundred organizers, artists, and youth arts practitioners all getting together to discuss and figure it out and show support for the concept and bring counselors on board. And also, there'll be lots of media there. Should be a good one.
Okay.
Well, if anyone's in town, you should check it out.
Okay.
Room 2 at City Hall at 6:30.
Great. Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to us about it, and good luck with it. It's a great idea.
Thank you very much. How long before you do it in Vancouver? I hear there's Mr. Patterson is there.
Well, I think we should get right on that. Okay.
Okay, if anyone wants to drop us a line, just check out beautifulcity.ca.
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Devin Ostrom. He's founder of the Beautiful City Billboard Fee Alliance. And as he said, if you want to find out more about it, you can check out beautifulcity.ca.